南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无弥勒佛。南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无药师佛，南无药师佛，南无药师佛，南无普贤菩萨，南无普贤菩萨，南无普贤菩萨，南无地藏王菩萨，南无地藏王菩萨，南无地藏王菩萨，南无佛菩萨。南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨，阿拉汉萨玛萨布多巴嘎哇，布当巴嘎万当阿比哇帝咪。苏迦多巴嘎哇达达摩。Dhammang Namassami Suppatipanno Bhagavato Sawakasangho Sanghang Namami Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Okay, we pay respect to Pajama, Buddhang Pujami. Namang Pujemi Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, you all can be seated. So we're supposed to have 30 minutes of awareness-based meditation. So now, what time is it? Oh, 7:05. Okay, just nice, 30 minutes. We are off the light, so that you all can have 30 minutes of awareness-based meditation. I will set the alarm now. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. As you develop this with more skill, you become better and better. Always remember, relax deep into it. The deeper you relax, the more easy you go into the awareness nature. Then this one, the moment you get it, you feel very good. You become like surprised that meditation, no need to do anything. And that is the best result. Well, who is doing? The thought is doing. That's why relax, don't do anything. Don't do anything means stay with the awareness. Don't try to be aware. Just relax and maintain awareness means don't fall asleep. Understand? Maintaining awareness means don't fall asleep. That's it. Not to do anything. Then you have your senses. They will pick up something. Once the sense data come upon contact, whatever arise, don't label it. But initially, your habits, your conditioning, your whatever usual way of reacting to sense experience. Yeah, you want to perceive it first. You want to know what the thing is. No need to know. Just whatever arise, aware. No word, nothing. Initially, if the word come out, never mind. Well, that is from your conditioning. Like I say, aware, finish. means whatever imprints on your sense bases, just let it be. Just like let it revibrate, finish. Don't follow. Then, very fast, you settle back. Then whatever thinking you have, as long as you know how to relax and do this, it will settle down. Then it becomes very quiet. Then for the first time in your life, you never expect you can be without thought, with a free mind. Maybe without thought, not so fast for people who are new. For people who are new, initially, I remember, you become like very quiet. Suddenly, like your noise up here, like your computer off. Understand? Then all the zzz sound are all gone. Then, if you can continue to relax and let it be, then watch it. Not using your eye to watch it, using your awareness to watch it. Meaning whatever arises, aware. No need to know, no need to do anything. Then you become like very quiet, very still. Then as you relax, your whole body like on its own, relax into it. Then really, what I tell you is not a joke. As if you are dead. Understand? When you cannot respond, that is really you are dead. But your heartbeat will be there, you don't worry. Your heartbeat also stopped, then I saw to you. Really? Cannot find it, doesn't stop yet. But already very good. It cannot find me, very subtle. But you continue to silent and stay there, it will detect one. But you have to be very patient, I tell you. So give it a try. You have nothing to lose. Every day you sleep so long for what? Understand? Convert that 5-6 hours or 7-8 hours, some maybe 12 hours, convert it a little bit to lying down, meditation, maintain awareness. Because that sleeping is the only way for normal people who don't know how to meditate to rest. If you know how to meditate, technically no need to rest. Technically maintain awareness and the body rests itself. And when you wake up, not to say wake up, when you come out of the so-called meditation, your awareness is that, like you hardly sleep. With the consciousness and the awareness, I remember last night when I went in with my sleep. You say wake up, open my eye. I was fully aware until that thought follower, come on. You all want to think either subconscious or totally unconscious already. Then you wake up like, it's just like you come out from a sleep. Then what happened inside you all don't know. But it's okay. Well, most people are like that. In fact, 99.999% of people are like that. The one that can go in, less than 0.00001%. So you can do that, means you not bad already. 不错, 不简单, in Mandarin say. 不简单就了。 Okay, now we continue a bit of the sharing. So Appendix 1 is just the Heart Sutra. Then after that, Appendix 2 is the Da Bei Zhou. Heart Sutra in Mandarin, not Da Bei Zhou. This one there, Da Bei Zhou. Okay. So Appendix 3 actually is very good, but you all go back and read yourself because this one is very long. Like NB also know, very long. But a lot of good things inside there because I get too heavy for new people. I will choose maybe a few. Turn to page 218. 218. What is general spacious awareness? It is just a general spacious awareness. Just aware without a center. The moment thought comes in, it means you have already focused and recalled to memory. And that's not sati anymore. So when you want to understand what sati is, you need to be very calm and silent. Means hardly any thought, very quiet. If your mind is not silent, the true nature cannot shine forth or cannot manifest at all. The true mind cannot come out because your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either it is aware within or it is lost in thought, heedlessly lost in thought, which are most human beings' behavior. The human being, because of their heedlessness and their delusion, they are constantly lost in thought and seldom or hardly aware. That's why you think a lot on, you don't believe, you go and find out yourself. That is the reason why the Buddha say, the heedless are as if dead, means spiritually dead. When you cannot maintain awareness, you are not with your nature, you cannot understand things. Spiritual teaching cannot go in. You may have a lot of knowledge, Dhamma knowledge, but not the real understanding of the teaching. Then the next one is awareness and clear comprehension. Then Chui asks, is it okay for me to think of the four foundations of mindfulness as the four foundations of awareness? Is it appropriate? So this is very easy. I say, yes, you can. It's not harmful, but later part in the sutta, they add in the word sampajana, which is clear comprehension, and call it sati sampajana. So you're not only mindful, you must also have clear comprehension of what you are mindful of. That's why the three categories of cultivation under Kaya Nupassana is awareness, the third category, not three, third category of cultivation under Kaya Nupassana is awareness and clear comprehension of what is going on internally and externally. Oh, sorry, I read again. Of what is going on? Oh, sati patana. Oh, sorry, sati sampajana. Yeah. Because I jump too fast, I go to internally and externally. There is clarity. Then there is also the sentence, aware internally and externally. Yeah. All this you will slowly understand when you cultivate. Before you cultivate, when you have not realized the enlightenment as yet, it's very difficult for you to use your mundane mind or rational thinking to understand or to try to understand. When you use thought, it is very difficult. That's why Miss Lee printed out this J. Krishnamurti quote on what is awareness, which I just sent out for sharing today. Maybe it is meant to be. So this one will help you. Vijay Krishnamurti's definition is very good. Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is. You can get the meaning of it. Huh? Silent first. No chattering, no thought, nothing. Then, after that, choiceless observation means you observe without choice, no, without command, no, without judgment, no. Means that nature cannot know anything on all. If you start to command and judge and verbalize or do things, then you are not with that nature already, understand? That's why he says awareness is a silent and choiceless, means that nature awareness observe, not a being inside that observe, understand? Of what is. What is, like we already gone through, is the reality. The Buddha called it tatata, suchness. Understand? See things as they are. Jnana dasana, direct knowledge and vision of the reality. All these are suchness. Yeah? Like he said, condition like that, things will be like that. Cannot be otherwise. So Jay Krishnamurti used different words, but the meaning is the same. So the below J. Krishnamurti's daily quote, was read by Ingbia at that time, at Bratil's request. This is a full quote now. This full quote is very heavy style. Ingbi want to read. Ingbi read.
The one in square.
In the rectangle.
Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is.
So this first part I already explained. Then second part.
In this awareness, the problem unrolls itself.
This is the part. So far, I haven't found anybody try to explain what happened inside. And I like the way he explained, because that is what actually will happen now. Then you can understand very deeply and very profoundly. So, in this awareness, the problem unrolls itself. Means what? The answer that you want to know, the truth that you want to know, it will unroll itself. Then after that, and thus, I think now my reading, it is fully and completely understood. No, that's why I say, don't go and look for thing. Don't go and look for truth. Understand? Let the phenomena arise and tell you the story, understand? This is what he means, understand? So, in this awareness, the story or the problem unrolls itself, and thus it is fully and completely understood. Because that one, no word one, understand? But when you see, then you perceive your word and your views, opinion, condition, then that is according to you, understand or not? What you see based on your views, opinion, then you perceive it, that's why you stir your mind, you react. You have your tendency, your like and the. But if this one, no word one, see things as they are, and no comment, no verbalization, nothing, let it unfold and show it to you. Then you understand the thing inside out, understand? Completely. That thing, no word one. But anybody describe it, you will know one. That fellow seen it already. Otherwise, he cannot describe it one. That's why the Buddha say, this Dhamma is Pache Tang. Veditatbo. We know he. Can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves. Unless you are there, you cannot understand. So this part very important. Then, after that, a problem is never solved on its own level. That one is very important. Being complex, because people can interpret that thing in so many ways, you know, understand? So that so-called thing is never solved on its own level, being complex. It must be understood in its total process. Means what? When you zoom in to perceive something, that whole awareness, your whole nature, awareness, shrink into a small place. Then you input the content, which is rubbish from your brain, understand? Then you try to analyze, try to understand that thing. It's like katak dibawa tempurung. But this is just here, like that, limited, the content of consciousness. And you are talking to yourself with the sankhara inside there, understand? And reacting emotional, like I said, it's only a thought. Why are you so gong? So deluded, stupid. Can't you see it's just a thought? How come it has power over you? That's why he said, thought is limited. The truth is the totality of it. You must have the awareness to witness the whole thing. When you witness the whole thing, it's like the Dhamma. Everything linked one. You see everything, understand or not? Then you can connect them. Understand? You see how they unfold, how they may. That's why how you come to know who are you? What are you? The awareness, observe, understand or not? Then you know how you function here. You saw how the Sankara retrieve from the memory, how it stir you, make you angry, make you emotional. This is the silent mind. Without any judgment, joyless awareness, just aware and let the thing unfold itself, understand? That's why he is very wise. Before I read this, I also cannot describe to you like that, you know. But because he gone through, after he expressed here, I immediately understand. It's like the Buddha Dharma, his teaching. He has not come. You ask me to go and find out myself, the Four Noble Truths. I know what that thing is. But I cannot summarize to you all this understanding into Four Noble Truths. You understand? The whole of life, Monday and so on, all there, Four Noble Truths. That's why in 1973 or 74, when I got that Four Noble Truths within that What Buddhists Believe book, I said, this is it. Nobody 2,000 years ago can summarize all his understanding after his enlightenment into just Four Noble Truths. Because I can understand the Four Noble Truths, but without his teaching, I cannot summarize. That one you need a Sammasambuddha. So similarly, Jay Krishnamurti is very good. So when I read this, I say, "Wow, got such being on. He understands so deep, And the reason why I want to use the word of Jay Krishnamurti and the Buddha is because, at least, when I can explain to you, different people use different word, they mean the same thing, meaning they see the thing exactly the same. What the Buddha realized, what Krishnamurti realized. But of course, Krishnamurti may not do all the perfection, but he went in very deep, understand? So he can understand. So what he is teaching you is not ordinary Buddhist teaching, but about that nature, how that thing unfolds, and how, like he say, the thing is fully and completely understood, understand? It's not superficial. So, I read on, then you understand. A problem is never solved at its own level, being complex. That's why not the limited one. It must be understood in its total process. To try to solve a problem on only one level, physical or psychological, lead to further conflict and confusion. Because you analyze. You use the thought. For the resolution of a problem, there must be this one. What is that word? You must have this sati, the totality of awareness. This passive means what? Don't do anything, understand? And yet, alert, understand? Attentive, alert, not sleepy. Which reveals its total process. That's why he is very good. And when you understand this, you understand the true awareness. But what I explained to you actually is easier to understand. It is a nature, understand? No word, nothing, understand? But after you detected this and know what this thing is, then you read this one, then you know how to actually use it to resolve your problem and understand everything. So here, he very good. He came out with a lot of very good words. So what is silent? Can you all understand this daily code? What is silent? Not just don't talk. Silent here means no chattering, completely no mental chattering and verbalization. No mental chattering or verbalization means no talk. Understand now? Means no thought. Who verbalize? The thought verbalize. Who chatter? Who want to know? Who meditate? Who do all the thought? That's why silent means not only the one with the finger on your mouth don't talk, but complete silent. He said completely without mental chattering and verbalization. Means you not only don't have chattering and verbalization, you don't have thought at all. That's what awareness is. But sometimes when you are silent, it doesn't mean that you are aware because you can be doing a disciplined attention. This part is very difficult to understand. You silence your mind like no thought, but you have a thought inside there that discipline you via saying, I must be mindful. Understand not? Who is saying that? The thought. So you follow the thought deludedly, I must be mindful. The Buddha said, ever mindful. So that thing is discipline, what they call, he used this word, is very good. Discipline attention. It's not attention, no. It's something behind to discipline you, no. I must be mindful. Then you are no longer mindful or aware. Because that thought come in already. That's why, don't try to be mindful, understand not? Because the trying is by the thought, but just instead maintain silent. Maintain silent easier to understand. Maintain awareness, you don't know what is awareness. And I heard a lot of people who join Satipatthana, Four Foundation of Mindfulness workshop, no? The question came out, no? Aware of what? So how you answer? But the teacher also gullibly answer, no? Aware of what? The moment you aware of what means you perceive, isn't it? Correct or not? Awareness is before the knowing, before the perception. What is there to be aware? Aware means silently observe. No word, nothing. Understand or not? That whole movement, you cannot describe it. Understand? The moment you describe, it becomes a word. It becomes a thought again. So that silent, passive, alert observation. And that is where a lot of people cannot understand. Then what is awareness? The moment you are silent, you are already aware. This one is the easiest to understand. So why do you want to be aware and try to be aware? During one of the recorded, I think here I mentioned, Satipatthana Sutta Workshop, Four Foundation of Mind, I heard this funny question that they asked. Who is aware? And aware of what? If you inquire this way, then you get caught because your thought, sorry, your thought awareness is a knowing. That's why you ask, who is aware? And aware of what? Appear very logical, isn't it? But because most people's psychiatry and self-delusion is so strong, so how can they be aware? The thought always want to be aware via verbalization. That's why it is a focused attention, understand not? But the moment you perceive, it's focused attention, understand not? Focused attention means the thought want to be aware. The thought is still active behind the awareness. So how can you be aware? Do you understand? The thought is trying to be silent, to be aware of what it wants to be aware. So the moment you want to be aware of that thing, you are no longer aware, where your perception has arisen. So that perception is your focused attention. Understand? When you create the thought, when you focus on something, you still pay attention, isn't it? But the attention is not sati. Do you know that? It's a focused attention. Understand not? Specific phenomenal awareness, not focusing one. The awareness flow with it. Understand? The awareness is with the whole phenomena. That one is not a focused attention. Focused attention means you perceive already. Understand not? Can you understand? That's why not easy to understand Krishnamurti. Then afterwards, choiceless. Not making any choice or decision. Awareness is just silent. The choiceless means you don't try to make a choice. There is no decision of what you are aware of. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness. It's the awareness aware of that, like the light bulb. And there is no one to see as yet. It's just the consciousness, just like the physics experiment. Upon contact, the light bulb lights up. So all these analogies are very useful, very important. Yeah. So here, choiceless means the thought has come in. And who make choice? Huh? The thought, lah, definitely, isn't it? Because of discrimination, your views, opinion, conditioning. That's why Krishnamurti have a famous quote. Wherever there is choice, there is confusion. Understand? Huh? So who make choice? The thought make choice. Huh? Well, he don't understand. Thing is the way it is. Huh? Condition that things will be like that. Why must you choose? That's why you act based on the condition. When no condition, forget about it. Understand? Huh? You make choice, you get into trouble. Huh? Just now after the class, Sui talked to me. Very good. Yeah. He said he came in late because I accidentally came in earlier. So, meant to be, understand? If I make choice, wow, rigid. Ayo, supposed to be 4 o'clock. How can I 3 something? I also didn't know. Then after I come in, she late. But everything is meant to be. It turned out that session was so fantastic, no? Understand? No? We discussed until that book also come out. No? Difference between the mind and the heart. So how can all this happen? That's why I say, nature has its way. Don't make choice. Don't be rigid. Even though we got a schedule, understand? When Teng Xiong Sufu tell me, Tang Jia still chanting, we need the dinner 6 o'clock. Okay, accord and flow. We are using their facility. If I very rigid, I will argue with Teng Xiong Sufu. Sufu, Sufu, we fix it. Program to ying liao lo, 全部人知道了. How?
还有 Zoom.
还有 Zoom on, notify. You sure die on. Then like this afternoon, with Gong Zai, the Amokia. You want to be right, you see liao, I tell you. Well, he is like that. That's why echo and flow. He is the way he is. So no problem. So don't try to be right. Every time you try to be right, that problem will surface. So now you understand. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. I think the rest, you all read. Because listen attentively. I just read the title. Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion and the three evils is the Buddha's teaching. But I want to explain the ego and personality inside there so that it mesh with Krishnamurti teaching. Krishnamurti always use this word. You don't believe, you can check with Bing Phi. He said that me, you remember? That me, that ego. Every time he say, when that me exists, you are no longer what you are. Because that is the egoic mind, understand? And everything arrives because of that me. So the Buddha said, Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion. So what is the me? The I. The entity. The personality. So all this is what they teach. They use different words, but it's the same. Point towards the same truth. Then be constantly aware and heedful. This is what the Buddha say. But Krishnamurti just say, aware. And it's not easy to be aware, he say. It needs a lot of understanding and energy to be aware. Means that nature's energy without the thought interfering. So this awareness, to maintain it, is not easy. Because technically, nobody maintain awareness. But the awareness is already there, understand now? Who maintain? Because the thought cannot do it. So it come out with the word maintain. That's why I also teach you maintain awareness. But the thought find it very difficult to maintain awareness. That's why without clear understanding, very difficult to realize. So maintaining awareness is actually to realize that thing. But relax is very good, no thought. When you say maintaining awareness, you always have an idea like who maintain, understand? How can I maintain? All these questions now. So the me is there, and the atta is there. So maintain awareness, I have to define what awareness is. What sati is. Sati is just an awareness before the knowing. Before the knowing means before the thought arrives, before the aggregate of mind arrives. And like that, easier to understand. It's not a thought, understand not? Then you won't be foolish to ask aware of what? Who is aware? If there is a person to be aware, then how can there be awareness, understand not? Because awareness is not a being. It got no word, nothing. It's just that nature. That nature. The other way to understand it is the silent of nature. Normally we got hearing consciousness, right? We need sense data to hear something, right? Sound, music, vibration or what is it. But the silent of nature, suddenly it becomes very quiet. There is no data on it. All sense data like not there. Right? Then there is no hearing consciousness. Right? But what is the thing that is inside you that can be aware of silent? That is your true nature, your awareness nature, understand not? That one no need sense data one. You understand? Can follow or not? Because everything needs sense data, like the Buddha said. Because everything within the condition is dependent origin. But that nature, no need sense data, that silent, it can be aware. And that is your essence of mind, your true mind, your awareness nature inside. That's why that one very powerful. Now you understand. Rejoice, louder. Okay, I have to flick through. I think 5.3.4, this one very good. Then the name came out, I told you, the Sister Monica. She very good, no, at that time. She can understand. No? Sister Monica, he asked this question. In one of my meditation on Thursday, correct me if I'm wrong, whether that is sati or not. I can hear the talk you were giving. And I know that there were brothers and sisters around me. But there was this joy in me. I wasn't thinking. See, the key thing is she wasn't thinking. But I can know. I know means she's aware. That it was after the whole thing that I started to recollect. See, through memory. When you're aware, you can recollect through memory. There is awareness. Like when you're aware, where you put your handphone and purse, because when you put, your awareness is with it, then you can recollect. But if you, based on your normal heedless way, where you put your handphone, where you put your purse, where you put your spec, you always have to go and find and look for it. Where is it already? Because you were never aware when you do it. That's why you cannot recall. That's why sometimes my wife asks me, where my thing is or where her thing is. I observe through mindfulness, awareness, I saw. Then I say, okay, up there, which corner? Sure, there one. Because your awareness can let you recollect. That's why in the teaching, they say, mindfulness, sati, has a lot to do with memory. They go and interpret like that. No? Recollection is, of course, from memory, understand? You observe, then you store inside there. But this one is all external object, isn't it? Form. When you're aware, you don't perceive. No. You're only aware that this thing is there. No. Sure, I can recall, understand? But I saw it with the awareness. I didn't see it with the mundane perception, the thought. If I perceive it with the thought, I would be lost in thought, preoccupied with their thinking, understand not? That's why a person who is observant, they are aware one. My wife is very observant. Sometimes a lot of things, normal people cannot see, she can see. So this is what they call, you have some form of awareness, otherwise you cannot. You are not observant. But most people are heedless, carried by all the whatever interaction and all those things. And you're hardly aware. Then you're busy up here thinking how to counter, how to answer, how to do whatever so that it can benefit you. And this, the me, the ego, is very, very selfish and doing all these things. And for me or not for me. Yeah. Then through the knowledge, they also weigh. You know what is weigh or not? Yeah? Make a decision, choice. That's why all this egoic thinking, there is somebody weighing for me or not for me. Yeah? Do or don't do. Go or don't go. Understand? They don't know how to base on Dhamma, see the causes and conditions behind. If no condition to go, you want to go also, you cannot go on. A lot of things happen. But if there is condition to go, you refuse to go, it keep on coming back. Means, you have to go already. Because the sign keep on coming back. That's why I realize all this. And normally, 3 times the sign, I go already. I will know this person I have to meet, or I have to go there. I don't know why initially. But later on, when I went there, come back, I understand that I know. Then later on, the sign come, immediately I go. Before I go, I already know already, there, a lot of things will happen already. Meant to be, condition like that, things will be. So all this is the awareness-based wisdom and understanding that the nature developed and received through its extensive pusatta or bodhisatta way cultivation over the, I should say, aeons and aeons. But the one that store all this is the spiritual nature, understand? That's why when it come back after 1989, after I connect, all the understanding come back. Yeah. Then I can understand all this. Otherwise, how can I become what I am? And how can I sit here and teach you all these things? So we continue a bit more. I started to recollect back. I was so joyful. I know that there was Brother Teo talking and there were people around, but that and then nothing else. Understand not? Then I replied, okay, sadhu, because when you listen attentively, there is no interference from your thought, your memory. Means the opinion, your views, your conditioning, etc. You don't comment inside there. You just listen attentively. Means you let whatever happen, happen. I teach my voice and all those things. Well, she was in the lying down meditation. Then there are some movement around saying, and he know these are people. But the awareness can let you know. Just like I told you this morning, Cindy, was it this morning or yesterday morning? This morning, I came here 4:15. Then I meditate. Then I think 4:30 something, Cindy came in. And I can sense somebody there. But the position is where Cindy usually sit. That's how I know her. Then when the bell, boom, the 5 o'clock. You know 5 o'clock one, 5:15 one. Then the next one is they start. So 5 o'clock one, I decide to open my eye and see. Then I saw her. That's why after that, I spent another few minutes. Then I walk back. Because I need to feel hot water. Then I need the fresh air. That's why I come out. Got condition also. But I heard Cindy say she wake up 4 o'clock. She is here normally 4:30. And really 4:30. I think today 4:30 plus, I am not wrong. But I come out 4:15. I have meditated for a while already. So must be after 4:30. So all this is what Monica can actually also I won't say perceive, be aware of. So because of that, that's what choiceless awareness is all about. She didn't interfere, understand? She didn't comment. She didn't say, "Ayo, why Brother Teo teach like that? Why so loud? Why these people make?" Then you are not in that silent awareness, understand? Awareness, whatever you pick up, just that one, that's all. So I told her that's what choiceless awareness is all about. But the moment you perceive or the mind cognize, that's already the mind coming out of sati. But in her case, she is very good because she did not allow it to continue to think. Which means there is awareness, then there is this perception of Brother Teo talking. Aware, perceive, finish. Understand? All the vibration, etc., just go into her heart area. Then if she wants to understand or wants to know, she can understand. That's why later on she recollect, she can recall all those things. But she did not arise any thought to interfere. Which means there is no views, no opinion or conditioning coming out of memory. Just an open mind or a free mind that listen, no right, no wrong. That's how I investigated with the silent mind to find out whether it is the truth or not. That's how you investigate. When I can listen attentively without thought, which means I have very good sati or awareness, then this sati can do Dhamma investigation. You can use it to investigate Dhamma, whether what the Buddha taught you stand up to investigation or not. Like Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. You reflect on it, contemplate, then you recollect through memory. If you act following Dhammapada verse 1, what happened? Do you really suffer? So when you are aware, you are sensitive, you can actually investigate into Dhamma and develop the clear understanding. Okay? After that, I think I have to skip already. Okay, I read to you only the title. The meaning of what is, I think we have got. This Vigilian one, 5.3.7 is very good. Vigilian or awareness is not discipline or focused attention. This one is very good. Yeah. But too deep, too difficult for you all to understand. You remember under the heedfulness teaching by Lord Buddha, some commentary, they use the word vigilant. You realize or not? Instead of heedful, vigilant. Vigilant means you really attentively vigilant, very vigilant. And this word is very good. And Krishnamurti also use vigilant. Vigilant or awareness. It's not discipline or focused attention. Just now I already explained, focused attention. Different. So you got something to ask, huh?
Yeah. In the fire sermon at the end, the bhikkhus, they conclude that they are now wary of thought, wary of sense data, all the internal, external. That wary, is it the same as this vigilance?
Oh, no. Different. That one is disenchantment, all those things, understand? They like don't want to touch it. But they see it's burning, understand? It's just this fellow, huh? Understand? When you know that it's burning, you dare to touch or not. But because at the mental, you cannot know. So when they see it, after they hear the fire sermon, because they know the paticca samuppada, understand? Then past life they cultivate before. So this life, those who have sati, they will also know. Because everything described by the Buddha is according to paticca samuppada. Start with the organ, understand? The eye is burning. Because from the senses, it arises, understand? Then, this organ that receives the sense data that arises is burning, understand? Contact is burning. Then consciousness that arises after contact, which is feeling, is burning. So every stage is burning. That's why after that they say, enough. Suffer enough already. Like what PG, Manjusri. He went there, he cried, then he don't know what happened. Suddenly, pop, the answer come. Not enough suffering. Wake up lah. So when the monks saw all this, they were develop the disenchantment. They become wary of it. Means they don't want to touch it anymore. Understand? It's like Krishnamurti give a very good specific example. You know? He said, like you see a cobra. You know? You still dare to go there and touch or not? But all this defilement, greed, hatred, and delusion doesn't look like cobra. Understand? That's why you're not scared. You still think, aiyo, selfishness okay wa, untung I, you know, understand? Benefit me, you know. Why cannot? Understand? Their sensual desire, their craving, their possessiveness, They want to own thing, have thing. And because of that, they develop selfishness. They try to cheat, deceive, and get them through whatever means, as long as they can get them. So all this, there is a law of karma behind. The cultivator know it's not worthwhile to violate one. Means I know you sure cannot beat on. Whether cobra or what, depend on your action. If your action is very severe, really like cobra one, really die one, immediately die one. Like Devadatta or something, zoom, no more. Then a lot of karmic thing, when you understand, you cannot touch. That's why the cultivator of the way, they cannot break, because they know it's not worthwhile. It show it to you and that this thing is like that. Okay? We move on. Okay. Meaning of what is, yeah, that one you read through. Self-delusion, that one no problem. Training, the heedful, or the heedless, or mundane mind. Okay, that one also you read through. Space between thought. Okay? The space between thought, page 2 to 4, 5, 3, 10. Which we discussed at our recently concluded Cameron Highland retreat. When you think continuously, until you have no space between thought. Most people are like that. Eh? They cannot stop thinking. Hence, there is no more clarity of mind to be aware. Because you are so preoccupied with the thought. And this space between thought, which is very important, is not there. Between two thoughts, the first thought and the second thought, there is this space in between. When you have this space, you can then realize that this space is silent, peace, and tranquility, leading to stillness. That moment of space is actually your true awareness, your true mind. But most people cannot detect it on. Because you are not aware. When you are without thought, this is what you will experience. The space between thought can only be realized by the true cultivator of the way. Understand not? After you have stabilized your awareness nature. And they are so different because this is heedful living. And most of the time, you are constantly aware and ever mindful. So this is the part. If you cannot understand, because you never meditate until the mind is so quiet and so still, then you can never understand what sati is. So this is very clear, right? For sati can only be understood when you have realized it. The moment the form and mind realize it, as I always say, it will know what sati is. No need any words or explanation. So the space between thought is very important. Reason why J. Krishnamurti say, awareness on the other hand is not self-induced, nor is it the outcome of practice. Practice, you know who practice? The thought practice. Practice is rigid, understand not? Practice is called mechanical. Because you repeat the thing. You keep on repeating that practice, understand not? So he say, practice thou the mind. Understand not? Then the other thing that he always say is awareness on the other hand is not self-induced. Means you don't go and induce it through what? Through jhana. Through thought-based meditation. Means you use energy field to create that space. Means you kill everything into one point. Then this thought cannot move, anasana. Then you say, I don't have any thought. Who is telling you there is no thought? The thought. So no thought is a thought. Understand? So that thing, people cannot see. That's why he said, it's not induced. Understand the word? Self-induced. Means not a conditioned state that you will induce it on. That's why all this one-pointedness, focus, attention, absorption, whatever you do, is focus, attention, and self-induced type of peace and calm, and it's not the real thing. Even the fourth jhana, where all the other jhanic factor no more, except egagata, one-pointedness, is the same. The other thing that you have to understand is space between thought is, do you know why under the Avijja Sutta, the step four is, Yoniso Manasikara. Yoniso Manasikara is wisdom at the moment of sense experience. After you develop the first turning, second turning, and sometimes third turning wisdom. So you have this wisdom at the moment of sense experience. So this I explained before. What happened is, at every moment of attention, sorry, I have to write here, Yoniso Mana Sikara. Okay. So this one is wisdom at the moment of sense experience. At every moment of sense experience, if this one not there, it cannot come out and prompt you, true or not? Then you will continue to think, correct or not? But when it prompts you, means the mind doesn't stir anymore, doesn't react anymore. The thinking is not being conditioned into reaction of mind or emotion or fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow or lamentation anymore. Means what? When this one spontaneously come out to prompt you, immediately the thinking stop. Understand? Not? Because you can accept the reality of the moment already. Sabbe sankhara anicchang. The characteristic is dependent, originating, impermanent. Then why you go and kepo and want to comment and say so many things? One thing's your way. So this is the one that creates the space. Understand? Every time there is yoniso manasikara, the space is there. Understand? You just, the mind stay there. It doesn't stir, doesn't react. That's why memory doesn't come in. But initially, this yoniso manasikara, when your wisdom is not penetrative and stable, it can only stop it for a while. Understand? After that, it starts again. Understand? Then another sense basis, pop, start again. But if you have the stable, complete yoniso manasikara, means every situation also you can deal, because you have penetrated through the third turning or what, or past life you cultivate, you listen, like Hui Ning, pop, understand. Then, stable. That one, this one, every time arise, and every moment of sense experience. That's why the enlightened one, this one is very stable. And when you have this, what is the next step in Avijja Sutta? Huh? After yoniso manasikara. Sati sampajana, understand or not? Means not only your sati becomes stable, you can also have clear comprehension of what you are doing with that sati, understand or not? That's why after that, your daily mindfulness is stable. Without this, step 4, step 5 cannot come about. Step 5 is satipatthana, no? Means you already beyond the first stage of sainthood and second stage of sainthood. No? That's why you go in, develop the daily mindfulness, and that is under kaya nupasana. No? You remember? After anapanasati, or whatever mindfulness you develop mindfulness of the four postures, then mindfulness and clear comprehension of every action, every moment in the present moment. Means every moment of sense experience, you are aware with clear comprehension. That's why you become different. Then the space between thought, like always there. But throughout the day, you aware, aware, aware. Very stable. That's why I hinted to you, not until your daily mindfulness come about, the real meditation hasn't started. Now you understand. Because the initial wisdom is first turning, second turning on. Most of the time. Bhavana hasn't come in yet. Not penetrating. But enough. That's why I use the word initial wisdom. Yoniso manasikara actually wisdom at the moment of sense experience. And this is the one that creates space. Yeah? Now you understand. That's why Krishnamurti talk about space within thought. Okay. I think after this we can go to other thing already. Most of it is from the Buddha's teaching, the Dhamma side. Okay, page 230. This part I think I want to share with you because it's important. The mystery of life unfolds. Next one is what? Oh, from that quote. Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is, it said. In this awareness, the problem unrolls itself. I prefer to use the word unfold. Understand not? Unfold itself. This can happen because when you are silent and aware, the phenomena will tell you the story. Understand not? You don't go and look for the story. Your silent mind will understand. The awareness without thought will awaken to it. That's why the Buddha called it insight into phenomena, to awaken to the universal characteristics. Or you silent observation of what is. Krishnamurti used that word, same. And understand what it is. This is how you will understand without word how contact trigger of consciousness. Not only consciousness, within the content that you input into, there is also feeling, which will simultaneously also arise. That's why the seven universal. You will come to know them all. Not through the textbook, not through the one-dimensional dependent origination that say, upon contact, feeling arise. Then you go look for the feeling. No, this is so gullible. Just like a physics experiment, upon contact, consciousness arise or come to be. The mind becomes conscious first, and then within, there is also the content of consciousness where perception and feeling also arise. Then feeling will be stirred and conditioned into craving because of security or self-delusion due to the lack of wisdom or yoniso manasikara. And now you understand how yoniso manasikara come in. When you don't have, then you stir at the moment of contact. You got instead a yoniso manasikara, means unwise attention, means wrong thought, understand not? So this is how living being gets into trouble. So when you understand all this, the whole mystery of life like slowly unfold itself. Then you will start to understand how you function as a human being, following the dependent origination of or dwelling. That's why when you develop the silent mind, don't try to know anything. And when you meditate, don't try to know or try to say, is this sati? Is this anicchang? Or is this what the Buddha meant by anatta? When you need to ask, means it's not pacitang, is it? Correct or not? When it's pacitang, you need to ask or not? You don't need to ask, is it? It can be realized by the wise each for themselves. But after the meditation, you can reflect and contemplate. But when you are in the meditation or doing it, never ever do that. Understand? Because it will trigger off the thought. If you do that, what does it mean? The thought is trying to come in from the back door. Understand or not? You put a lot of grill and strengthen your front door, you never strengthen your back door. Understand or not? So, the thought, very cunning one, can tell you a lot of story. Then, through the back door, it comes in again. Initially, it will agree with you. Don't get angry lah, no good lah. But you remember or not? That fellow, last time, do something else, no, not only that, no. Back door come in, already. Understand? So you have to be careful. The thought is like that one. So it's like when you got a problem, then your thought tell you a lot of things. Then you consult your friend, no? Your good friend. Then your good friend give you some idea, no? Which help you to solve what your thought tell you. Then after that, you think no more problem already, isn't it? Because you have some form of understanding. This one is worldly one, can solve the problem. Then after that, the thought come out with another idea. That follower, he himself also a lot of tai chi one. Why you listen to him? Understand? Then it creates doubt in you. Then you start to have to make a choice. To follow or not to follow. Or to go and consult another one. And the more you consult, the more confused you become. Understand? Everybody tell you something. So you end up not understanding. Okay, now I go to the continue from where we are. Then how can you be in sati anymore? Who say it is anicchang? Your thought, right? That is the reason why Dhamma-based and thought-based meditation will have all this problem. Means book knowledge, understand, Dhamma-based and thought-based will have all this problem. Then, oh, I realize already, this is what the book say. This is what the Buddha say. All these are your thought verbalizing. So make a note of that. Eh? Okay, voluntary action, involuntary, spontaneous. That one, never mind. You read yourself. Check and question the thought. This one is, I think, by Cathy on. Eh? We have gone through. Habitual tendency and memory. This one, you go and read yourself. Eh? It's quite interesting. Then wisdom, understanding fully and completely. Okay, page 235. A problem is never solved, the last paragraph, on its own level, means not look at it in a fragmented way, means at the surface level. Then being complex or complicated, it must be understood in its total process. Means the whole of the content within that thought, plus the way of thought, the power of thought to divide, to delude, to develop the egoic mind with self-delusion, to be selfish, possessive, and fearful, etc., need to be understood. That's why you need to observe how thought divide and get you into trouble. And this one is very good. Being complex or complicated, it must be understood in its total process, which means the whole of the content within that thought, the content of consciousness, plus the way of thought, power of thought to divide, to delude, to develop egoic mind with self-delusion, to be selfish, to be possessive, or fearful, violent, etc., need to be understood. When the totality of thought has been understood, then you know why thought is limited. You cannot use thought to develop wisdom. And all this can be understood just via just silencing your mind and maintaining a choiceless awareness. Then you will be able to see how your mind stir and how the habitual tendency come to be, and how craving come to be, how attachment come to be, and how it condition, grasping, becoming, and birth, leading to all the suffering. So this one is to see the dependent origination of paticca samuppada and the Four Noble Truths within your own form and mind. Then, of course, the rest you can read. Eh? Then further down, then Krishnamurti continue. To try to solve a problem only at one level, whether physical or psychological, lead to further conflict and confusion. You cannot do it in a fragmented way. Means you do not have the full understanding. When you have the full understanding, how thought divide, like I share with you all, remember? You look at the form level. This form level creates a lot of division, you realize or not? And who created this? Thought, isn't it? In the form of words, understand? Through words, through concept, through ideology, he created all the difference. What is ideology? Religion and all those things, isn't it? And even the way the government is being run. These are all ideology and a communist ideology, whatever ideology. So they divide through words, through idea, through concept, through whatever that they can coin through their memory and words. And this is the reason why, if you are not careful, you cannot develop the totality of understanding that give rise to the wisdom. It's just like the Dhamma. If you are fragmented in your understanding, then the whole teaching is like not connected one another. Like every essential Dhamma is separate one. But when you understand, like how I explained to you, they are all interconnected. The Ajahn one teaching from the Four Noble Truths that summarize all of life, both mundane and super mundane, into the other essential Dhamma that he teach. And look like a lot of Dhamma, you ask Sui, he created the mind map. So big, and the mind map cannot fit, until LC not here today. LC got the company work, they can print very big map one. Go in, he said, but you cannot, too big. Alicia also saw the chart, I think. Oh, it's with Alicia. Yeah, the words are too small, very difficult to see. Yeah, it's not too small, you don't know how to use IT, the Canva. You know, they can draw out for you. Correct, because you go and print, he IT one, they use the Canva. Canva, Miro, they all can, like whole office, four or five colleagues, together draw the whole total map one. And they understand the totality. Everybody is given a part, but you know the totality. Then who change, they also know. Then at what day change, they also know. Then who update? We not so technical, not so IT savvy. Otherwise, we also can do all kind of meeting, WhatsApp on it. Singapore people, anybody IT? I think three also accountant. You all heard of Miro or not? So the mind map in the website, you open up. Very clear. Because Sui came back, she wants to put it and help you all. So she asked me, so I looked through, he asked NB also, the Mandarin, obviously. So I looked through, then I edited it. Now very good, the whole thing. The teaching is very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why technology can help. Finish? Appendix 3 finish? Then Appendix 4, I think, is a repeat. You all have gone through already. All the 10 Dhamma rhyme, all those things, I think you all have gone through. Appendix 6. This is the one I want to share with you. This one is the best. I think the Singaporean people are not familiar with the triangle. Do you all know the triangle? Oh, you familiar? You have seen it, but understand it, Okay, don't worry, I explain. So now in the book, easier to see. I know you draw on the whiteboard. Last time I have to draw on the whiteboard. Not easy. But after I developed the understanding, then when I came out to share, I realized I can share with a triangle. Spiritual understanding, actually not easier. Then sometimes I use the word Trinity to understand cultivation. Normal people, Christian, they will tell you, it is Christian teaching. They got Trinity. You read Christian teaching or not, got God or not. Don't have G-O-D one. But we have a C up there. What is a C? Pure awareness of pure awareness nature. Understand? So we also can call it the pure consciousness. That's why I stroke pure consciousness or awareness. Then all the different names they call. Oneness nature, original nature, essence of mind, true nature, unconditioned, beyond thought, beyond time, and beyond the mundane mind. Cannot be perceived or sensed. No word, nothing. Stillness. Silent mind. All these are words describing it. Like the word Sankara. How many English words describe that one? Also cannot fully describe it. You know the aggregate of Sankara? Mental volition is one of them. Understand? Then, mental intention, another one. Then, mental state. Understand? Then mental formation. All the mental thing. But they miss out. Planning, scheming, all these things not in. Everything the mind can do is sankara, including feeling and perception. So that one very important. Almost 9 o'clock already, so fast. Okay, if I can finish this one, it's very good. Training the mind. We are understanding the essential Dhamma and meditation as taught by the Buddha. These notes compound mainly for various talks given by Brother Teo at Tiratana Buddhist Society Klang that time, 20th June 2014. Thursday class, especially the one held at Brother Suyan's house, at that time a lot at Brother Suyan's house, on 10 July 2014 and March 2014. Cameron Highland Retreat at Sambo Temple. This chart came about because I need to explain to people. That's why I came out with this chart. And for those who are from Subang and all the new ones, you should thank Sister Ingby and Sister Mifong. They are the ones that invited me to go there. After I deliver one talk, Dhamma talk in HGBA, then Ingby came, you know, Ingby is so happy. I said, "Oh, Bertil, you very different. So clear, you know, your talk, 1.5 to 2 hours, everything is there." Then, of course, I rejoice because somebody can appreciate, normally nobody appreciate, or hardly anybody can understand. Which means she really can understand to a certain extent at that time. That's why after that, he come and request, Bertil, you teach meditation. Then I know very sincere. That's why I say, yeah, I teach. Then Mifong scared, you know, he know they do vipassana Burmese. So Mifong try to put lang sui. You know. He said, Bertil, only two of us know. I said, if you serious, one also I teach. I said, Then he said, okay, I drag Sui An in the husband. That's how it started. At the first Thursday class, immediately fixed. At first they say, Ingby, your house. He said, no. Mifong, your house. Then they agree. They are both online. Oh, very good. They will know. Then what happened? The first lesson, Sui An very scared. You three of us. So he got WhatsApp, he got six. Luckily not five. Otherwise, the five is a tick. So, thank him. Sadhu, better loud. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. If without the Subang, all this teaching don't come out, I tell you. It's because of Thursday class and Subang Jaya group. Then also Cameron. Then a lot of this is like meant to be. Like Eckhart say the book Power of the Now. The book want to come out. Not he write, you know. He said the book want to come out. Then the understanding all came to him, and he, of course, he has to write. For me, I don't write. I cannot write. I wait for transcript. Then I edit. Only this chart, I edit. They try to put into circle, like normal one, chart form. Cannot lah, double jadi. But that one cannot fit in. But triangle fit in. Very good. So the pure see up there is a pure consciousness or pure awareness. And that is our true mind. And so from there, you start. So the four circle formation, you have seen it. Isn't it? When you are here, when you are here, this is your true mind, pure awareness nature, or pure consciousness. So from the source, the first thing to come out is this fellow. So this fellow, you go right, it create mundane thinking. Understand or not? You understand or not? Then, it through the senses, through consciousness, it create the phenomenal world of consciousness. So this one, you look at the right hand side. Right hand side, what did I write? To create mundane living or experiences. So down there, S is what? Senses, your senses. Understand or not? Because of your senses, the mundane thinking mind trigger of consciousness, the sixth sense door. So sense basis, body is the physical form, the five aggregate of form and mind, and the paticca samuppada, they happen here. So this is where you create mundane samsaric mind living. And this one got coming on. So most people are this direction, heedless. Then if you are a cultivator, what you do? Hui Ning say, go to your nature, no thought, wu nian. So up there, the pure awareness nature is the place that you go, understand? That's why you stay here, use it not for creating all the mundane thinking and emotion, everything, and get yourself entangled. It's only a thought. You can see, you leave the thought alone, understand? Thought is useful. It's a tool for you to live life, understand? To live life in the existential world, you need thought, understand? But psychological memory, you cannot use thought. If you use thought, it will never solve your problem. But thought is useful for mechanical thing, mechanical memory, learning and all those things, knowledge. So what happened is, the pure awareness, if you know how to use it as the direct seeing, so you go left. So when you develop the direct seeing, silent mind through the direct seeing, via sati, or the silent mind, wow, so small. Ah, okay, via sati or pure awareness, means from the sea. You develop you is what? Understanding, understand? Wisdom. So yoniso manasikara, wisdom born of samadhiti, right view. So when you have this connected to your senses, your five aggregate of form and mind, then that direction down there, the arrow, the horizontal one, that is for living, heedful living. You understand? So the whole thing can be explained, understand not? How you come to understand that you have a pure nature up there, the pure awareness. When you understand that, you know how to go left to develop the cultivation. And this is most beautiful, understand not? And when you see this, understand, you some more go and create thought. And let the flow dilute you and take you for a ride. Take you to where? Holland. So Cantonese say Thailand, Holland. Okay, a trained mind. Still got time? Still got 18 minutes. So we go through. A trained mind is always silent, heedful, peaceful, relaxed, and naturally aware within. True or not? By now you should understand. And because it is silent with clarity, tranquility, stillness, it has clarity, born of what? Inner peace, inner awareness, to see things as they are, leading to all the wisdom needed to arise the wise attention or yoniso manasikara at every moment of sense experience, so that one is always at peace with the moment to live life. So now you understand. You cultivate via the direct seeing, the pure awareness. That's why you need sati. Then all this understanding become yoniso manasikara. Then you won't stir and react like before. Then space between thoughts start. Then you become more and more mindful. Then your daily mindfulness stabilizes. Then sati sampajana come to be. That's why this is a very unique cultivation. After you have sati, sampajana, you are mindful and clear comprehension, what happened to you? You cannot break the precept already, but you are so mindful and clear comprehension now. That's why step 6 is what? Step 6 is what? Sense restraint, understand? Means whatever arises from your senses, you can restrain it, understand? You don't allow it to become heedless like before. That's why the sotapan, even the sotapan, minimum the five precepts, they cannot break already. Means, cannot go down to hell already, the apaya. That is why the teaching is like that. So after that, when you have sense restraint, step 7 is what? The three types of right conduct. Because you cultivate based on right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action. This is the action, speech, and thought, the three types of right conduct. Because you have sense restraint, these three types of right conduct sure come out. Understand? Then after that, he say, you can start four foundation of mindfulness. Where you have overcome covetousness and grief. Where sotapan and sakadagami, they they attenuate the sensual desire and ill will, and so, which is covetousness and grief. They cannot suffer anymore. Already. They attenuated already, so much less already. And the teaching are all properly interconnected one. And the Buddha never make mistake one. That's why in the Satipatthana Sutta, he said, after you do Satipatthana, minimum anagami, if not arahant. He very specific and clear, no? So, a lot of the teaching, you look at him, that's why I said, he must be the real one. The moment in 1973, I saw that Four Noble Truths, I said, no need to search already. That's it, he must be the real one. How can I decide that and make that decision? Well, from my past. I tell myself now, even if you have the enlightenment, awakening, if without the sasana and the teaching taught by Sakyamuni, on my own, I cannot summarize all this understanding for you, understand? Well, everything that I come to understand after I awaken, I know is not real. And what the world believes is the opposite of what I know. So how to teach? Cannot teach. And you ask me to summarize. Completely no way. Teach also cannot. How to summarize? At least after I teach already, like now, all these things, I can ask Sui to draw a mind map. Then that one can be sent out. Then you want me to summarize, then cannot be everything there already. But before the Buddha Sasana, with the teaching of the Buddha, without this structure, like Krishnamurti, I know what the thing is, what that nature is, but I cannot create a structure like that, no, to teach, you understand? No? You think the awareness that I do, I can come up with the four foundations of mindfulness? Cannot, understand? No? But because of what the Buddha taught, I understand, no. But I located this not through that, no, understand? No? Because from my past, understand? The moment I connect from my past, I understand the sutta, no? I understand the whatever four foundations, all the teaching I understand. No? Why? Even Mahayana teaching, no? English educated, no? I understand. No? So all this is what the Dhamma is all about. It's very, very unique and very, very beautiful. Okay, we continue. Then after that, it will listen to you. We are the mind trained already. If you want it to be silent, it will just be silent. You want it to be peaceful, it will just be peaceful. And you want it to be aware, it will just be that. Yeah. It will just be so. You can use it and direct it appropriately to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, leading to heedfulness. It will become like a servant to you. It will serve you well. A trained mind is ever mindful and constantly meditative. Hence, it is the base from which wisdom will keep on arising. That's why when you are trained in sati, when you have stability of sati, this mind, which is trained, is ever mindful, constantly meditative. Hence, it is the base from which wisdom will keep on arising. Now then, the opposite is what? The untrained mind. Now, what is the untrained mind? The untrained mind is heedless. Agree or not? Huh? Louder lah. It thinks a lot. Agree or not? And react easily to sense experience. And it's constantly lost in thought, most of the time. And as per Dhammapada verse 21, the heedless are as if? Yes. So you want to be heedless or not?
No.
You want to train your mind or not?
Yes.
Like that lah. Otherwise, cannot progress. Oh. Then the second one is the best. Oh. Read. I want you to read. You know what is the devil or not? Huh? The devil is a very evil being, understand? And your mind, it become a devil's workshop. Oh. Let the devil do what he like. Oh. He want to foul, he foul. Oh. He want to cut, he cut. He want to saw, he saw. Oh. That is really kaulat. Oh.
Oh, but there's an English saying that the idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Yeah, that one I think I should add in. And actually not idle mind, a heedless mind is the devil's workshop. So we improve on the quiet one. Oh, very good. I never thought of that. A heedless mind is a devil's workshop. So you want to let devil play is whatever on you. By all means, your choice, your life. Let me have a drink, a bit dry. I tell you what, somebody help me to read. Amy.
6.2, untrained mind, point number 3. You have no control over it. It actually controls you and takes over your life, causing you suffering.
True or not? Now you see all this, then you realize how stupid you have been. Pardon me for saying that word. Very stupid. That's why Alicia, very good. Then next one.
Point number 4. The thinking mind, the mundane mind, which is heedless, need to be trained.
So now you know train which mind. Don't go and train the pure awareness. That's all. It's like teaching the fish how to swim. The fellow already aware, it's that nature already. You somehow want to go and train. You can't even touch it. But that monkey mind, that mundane mind, the one that do a lot of funny thing, that one you must train. Understand not? Okay, next one.
Point number 5. The thing... Deluded with wrong views. It easily become angry, selfish, emotional, and fearful, hence the suffering.
True or not? Now very clear. Deluded with wrong view is easily angry. This is the evil root of what? Hatred. Understand or not? Jealousy and all those things. Then selfish, evil root of greed. Understand or not? Then emotional means positive and negative emotion. Like dislike, possessiveness, violent, everything. Then fearful. When there is delusion, is fearful. Hence, you suffer. Understand? Like PG, the message, suffer not enough. Want to let it continue? Please wake up your life, you decide. Then 6.3 is the one that teach you how to train your mind. Okay, you are it.
Wait, the last point, one more point. Point number 6.
Still got one. Okay, sorry.
It has no understanding of what is going on in life. It lacks wisdom because it is deluded.
True or not? You don't know what the hell is going on in life. Sometimes you blame God, blame everybody. Why like that? How come my life like that? Means you really don't know what is going on. And a lot of people are like that. Very good. 6.3.
6.3. Training the mind. 1. Without wisdom, living beings are heedless, hence they suffer because they don't understand life. Point 2. To understand life, one must understand the secret of life, which is the Four Noble Truths, as taught by the Buddha.
True or not? Correct or not? So want to learn this or not? That is the essence of the Buddha's teaching. You some more think, Four Noble Truths only, life is suffering, cause of suffering. This is not learning the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths got 3 turning. You have to turn until you understand and you have the understanding so that you can live it. It has to be developed until it become a living reality in you, until you really truly understand. Where the first turning is to proclaim the truth. Second turning, what the Buddha say, this Noble Truth of Dukkha is to be understood. No, that one is a big field. No, you have to go through all the 8 reality. Expand on it. Recollect through life experience and find out why the Buddha say is suffering. If I don't understand as per the second turning, this Noble Truth of Dukkha is to be understood, then I will get into trouble, suffer without knowing why I suffer. No. There is a Mandarin saying what? 苦不, what? 不干眼啊 the what is the meaning? 哦，苦到讲不出啊 okay really because if you don't develop the understanding of what dukkha is, you don't even know that you are suffering, understand or not? You suffer without knowing that you are suffering, and you still blame, no? Still jin wu se, no? Understand or not? This guy la, if not because of what he did, I won't be like that one. If this thing had not happened, like Suya should have not, then I very blessed one. I still got a lot of money one. But not a reality, you know. Everything lost, you cannot scam, you know. So, this is the understanding that you must have. You must cultivate or train the mind with all these steps that I have listed out. Then you will not deviate. Third one. Amy.
Point three. To understand the Four Noble Truths, one must train one's mind to be heedful, to understand what is going on in life, so as to understand who we are and what we are, and how our mind functions, so that we understand what causes us suffering, and how our deluded mundane mind get muddled up in life.
These are obvious. Next one.
Point number four, the untrained mind is heedless and not peaceful because of the five mental hindrances. Of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt. These mental hindrances will hinder one from entering the meditative state of inner peace with inner awareness. And to overcome the five mental hindrances, one only needs to cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculties of Saddha, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya, as taught by the Buddha. Point six. When the five spiritual faculties are there, the mental hindrances will be gone, and the mind will be trained automatically. That is why you should work on the cultivation of the five spiritual faculties via your puja or devotional practices and daily religious routine. The three phases of Dhamma are Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. First phase, Pariyatti, is the learning of the teaching or Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Second phase, Patipatti, is the cultivation via putting the Dhamma learned into practice in daily life so that it can become a living reality. Third phase, Pativeda, is reaping the fruits of one's cultivations or hard work.
Then you get to live the noble life and the life of enlightened being. Yeah. Then the next page, I think you can skip because the five spiritual faculty, how it link to the phase one of Dhamma, the three phases of Dhamma cultivation, how it link, they are all shown there. So you go back and read through yourself. Okay. Importance of sati. Enough time or not? Oh, 2 more minutes. Never mind. Stop here. Yeah? Stop here. Better. Okay. Sadhu, Okay. I also need to go toilet. Washroom break. After that, we come back. Okay. Today, I think we will chant the usual Heart Sutta and Da Bei Zhou, Great Compassionate Mantra. Tomorrow, remember to bring your yellow card. We are going to do the Bodhisattva vow. Then bring this blue book if you can. Without the card, this book also inside there, you got the format. At page 102 of this book, you have at the last paragraph, taking a Bodhisattva vow. From there onward, it's the same as the yellow card. Quite similar. But I will follow the yellow card. Okay. Taking the Bodhisattva vow will help you in your cultivation. Because you got nothing to lose, everything to gain. Because the thing that is being advised inside there can help you break your karmic obstruction. Very complete. There are all the right view that you need to understand from this line onward until all your future coming. Whether you choose to come or you have to come, you make aspiration. by the power of all the merits and wholesomeness that you have, you must have this understanding. So that during the non-sasana, you don't get lost. Understand not? That is the understanding that my nature has. And this one has helped me move very fast. There's a lot of things you need a new bodhisattva to come up with the new understanding. And in fact, a lot are very, very beautiful. You look at Guan Yin, Wen Su, Pu Xian, Di Zhang Wang, and all the great Buddhas, Samasa Buddha, even Long Su Pusa and all those other Pusa that we may not know, but they are very good. And the one that I like best is Vimalakiti, that I like to come in a lay form. That one is a very, very wise being, a great being. So, remember, bring the yellow card and this book. Cultivating the Bodhisattva way. Okay, now you all can start. Ready? I ring the bell.
Namo Ta Bei Guan Shi. 十多耶娑婆诃，摩诃十多耶娑婆诃，悉多于依舍盘那耶娑婆诃，那来金翅娑婆诃，摩来那来娑婆诃，悉来生阿穆揭耶娑婆诃。娑婆摩诃阿悉陀耶娑婆诃，遮伽蓝阿悉陀耶娑婆诃，摩陀摩揭悉陀耶娑婆诃，那来金翅盘揭来耶娑婆诃，摩婆离僧揭来耶娑婆诃。南无何来达那多赖耶耶，南无阿利耶婆卢羯帝释盘那耶娑婆诃，唵悉殿多曼多赖跋多耶娑婆诃。揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。观自在菩萨，心生般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，舍不异空，空不异舍，舍即是空，空即是舍。受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明意，无无明尽，乃至无老死意，无老死尽，无无苦集灭道，无智意，无得意，无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有空故，远离颠倒，梦想究竟，涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故，知般若波罗蜜多十大神咒，十大明咒，十无上咒，十无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰。 揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
Okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, maybe today we chant one Pali one, Mangala Sutta, Maha Mangala Sutta. On the retreat chanting book, page 54, Ingbi, you help us. This Mangala Sutta is a very good sutta. It's a discourse on the highest blessing. So during the time of the Buddha, the devas wants to know what constitutes highest blessing. Siddhi also together, very good. Put the mic, sister song.
Evang mi sutang ekang samayang bhagava savatiyam viharate jetavani anata pindikasa arame Atako anata vata abhikantaya ratiya abhikanta vyana kevala kapan jetavanam o vasitwa ena vaga nupasankami upasankami twa bhagavantam abhivadetwa Ekamantang atasi, ekamantang titakosa, ehwata, kamantang atajabajabasi. Bahudeva manusana, manjalani haji.
Tak ada suara.
Jamana sotanam ruri mangala muddamang asevana ca balanang panditanam ca sevana puja ca pujaniyanang etang mangala muddamang patirupa desa vaso ca Pupe cakata munata atasa mana panidica etang manggala mutamang bahu sacanca sipanca vinayoca susihito suhasitaca yavaca etang manggala mutamang Mata pitu upatanang puta darasa sangau anakula cekamanta etang manggala mutaman nah tamma cariya cenata kanan cesangamo anawajani kamani etang manggala muddamang arati virati papa majjapana ca sannammo appamado ca dhammesu etang manggala muddamang dharavo ca nivatto ca santutti ca anuta Kalena dhamma savanam etang manggala muttamang Kanti ca sova khasata sanhanam nam ca dasanam Kalena dhamma sakkaccha etang manggala muttamang Tapo ca brahmacharyan ca Arya Sacchana Dasanang Nibbana sacchi kriya ca etang mangala muttamang Uttasa loka dammehi cittam yasana kampati Asokam virajakema etang mangala muttamang Etadisani katwana sabbhatamaparajita Sabbhata sotim gacchanti tam etang mangala muttamanti Etena satcha vajena otu te jaya mangalam Etena satcha vajena Otu te jaya mangalam Etena satcha vajena Otu te jaya mangalam
Let's rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, very good. So this one, I will read the English translation to you. But this is the discourse on the highest blessing, so that you know what constitutes highest blessing. And this will help you in making aspiration. Yeah. So I will read through, then you develop the understanding. So discourse on the highest blessing, Maha Mangala Sutta. They always start with Ewang Mestang. So that meaning is, thus have I heard. The Blessed One was staying in Savatthi, residing at the Jeta Grove in Anandapindika's park. Then in the dark of the night, a radiant Deva illuminated all of Jeta's Grove. He bowed down low before the Blessed One. Then standing to one side, he said, Devas are concerned for happiness, but ever long for peace. The same is true for humankind. What then are the highest blessings? So this is how they ask Sakyamuni Buddha. So Sakyamuni Buddha start by giving them the same advice. Avoiding those of foolish way means the fools and the heedless. Associate with the wise and honoring those worthy of honor. These are the highest blessings. So every day, closing puja, we also chant, we invoke imina punyang kamina, so that we can avoid the foolish and the heedless. So that we can meet up with the wise and realize the enlightenment as soon as possible. So here they add honoring those worthy of honor, means the enlightened one. Then living in a place of suitable kind, with the fruit of past good deeds. That's why you need past good deeds. And guided by the rightful way, these are the highest blessings. So most of you would have this, otherwise you won't attend the retreat. They're accomplished in learning and craftsman's skill, with discipline highly trained, and speech that is true and pleasant to hear. These are the highest blessings. So this one also partly Noble Eightfold Path. Then accomplished in learning and craftsman's skill. This, I believe, is your individual passion. But as far as learning is concerned, you must learn, I think, more or less the Dhamma and all the important understanding. But skill or craftsman skill can be any particular trait that you are good at. So now, I think not only craftsmanship, you can be a good doctor or whatever. That one is counted. As long as you are skillful and good in it. Then the next one is providing for mother and father support. This one very important. Dr. J not around. take care of Auntie Song. Providing for mother and father support and cherishing family and ways of work that harms no being. This is the highest blessing. So feel a piety and taking care of your family, cherish your family, and the ways of work that harm no beings. Means you keep your precept well. Then the next one is generosity and righteous life. You must have dana parami. Then live a righteous life, following the Dhamma way. Offering help to relative and kinsmen, and acting in a way that leaves no blame, means the wise one will not blame you. These are the highest blessing. Then steadfast in restraint and shunning evil way, avoiding intoxicant that dulls the mind, and heedfulness in all things that arise. These are the highest blessing. Respectfulness and a humble way, contentment and gratitude. See, these two virtues which we wrote on the whiteboard yesterday. And hearing the Dhamma frequently taught, like this retreat. These are the highest blessings. Patience and willingness to accept one's fault. This one also very important. Seeing venerated seekers of truth and sharing often the words of Dhamma. These are the highest blessing. Then ardent, committed to the holy life, seeing for oneself the noble truth and the realization of Nibbana. These are the highest blessing. So this one is obvious. Although involved in worldly tasks, unshaken the mind remains, and beyond all sorrow, spotless, secure. These are the highest blessing. Means you understand life and you know how to live life. They who live by following this path know victory wherever they go, and every place for them is safe. These are the highest blessing. So what does this mean? Every place for them is safe. That's why you take care of your cultivation, understand? Take care of your karma. And this is the highest blessing. Not go and believe all those other things, understand? So this one is a very beautiful discourse on the highest blessing. Maha Mangala Sutta. Okay, so with this we do the closing puja.
Akasatta ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana samehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabasampati sedia idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Devo asatu kalena sasa sampati heto ca. Fito bhavatu loko ca, raja bhavatu dhammiko. Imina punyang kamina, mame bala samagamo, sattang samagamo hotu, yava nivana patiya. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu.
Okay, now you all can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, shall we express our gratitude and respect to Brother Teo for the hardship today he went through to bring us to deliver the beautiful Dhamma to us by bowing 3 times. Bow. 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 And for your information, all the puja items, the flowers, the candles, everything is from the common fund. So everybody partake in all these puja items.
So let us rejoice loudly. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.